Hello, welcome to this week's Name Redacted. With you as always, I'm Colin Norris, and my hetero life mate, as usual,
Alexander Fulmer.
What's up? We are coming to you from Ardmore Coffee again today. It's going to be kind of a half a hostful.
Yeah.
Because it's just the two of us today, because Chris is out of town, Jeff has to function tomorrow, so he couldn't come out. So it's going to be pretty segment heavy.
Yeah.
This week.
We're trying to introduce a couple things that we've talked about a few times that have not really hit the show very hard. Our Wednesday episodes are really going to be structured in terms of each Wednesday of the month, we actually have a specific thing that we're doing per each one. So week one, week two, week three, week four in terms of midweek. And I actually have the rundown of how those are going to go, which is pretty much the first Wednesday is going to be question heavy from you guys. So whatever you want to know.
Viewer mail.
Yeah, viewer mail kind of thing. Second Wednesday, which is today, is going to be segment heavy. So we're going to get, you know, all the different segments that I posted for you guys to see. We're going to be doing those, and we'll go over those in a minute. The third Wednesday, we're going to do a sync and play. So next Wednesday, what we're going to do is we're going to choose either a TV show or a movie, and we are going to sit down together, and we're going to watch it. And as we watch it, we're going to tell you when to hit play so you can hear our commentary on it.
Yep.
And that kind of whole spiel, which will be pretty cool.
Which, if you guys have suggestions for what to watch.
Yes, please do.
We all have Netflix. So.
To be honest, it'll probably be Venture Brothers the first time. We'll probably sit down through two or three episodes and just kind of bang those out. And then our last Wednesday is going to be the comic book roundup, which is really going to be heavily Chris and Colin, because I'm not quite savvy in it yet. I actually am about to go over to Stormcrow on Friday and put in a couple actual subscriptions.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to be cool. One of the things I'm going to subscribe to is actually Jeremy Dale's comic book, Skyward. I'm probably also going to do the comic book that Brian Smith does called Stuff of Legend. I'm going to do that one as well.
Cool.
But we're going to jump right in.
Yeah.
We got a lot of suggestions for our segments. The three four segments that we're going to hit really hard today, usually we would do a Go Home You're Drunk, but we're not going to do that this week because you guys are very familiar with it. Also, our 1-3 was going to be Jeff this week, but he's not here. And we're still working out what we're going to do for the Survey Says quiz giveaway. We're going to get to that, and if you have suggestions for something like that, we'll take those as well. The first thing we're going to do is called Fight Talk Mary, which is...
We did that last week.
We did. We did a very specialized version of it, which was cool. But yeah, just to go over it, Fight Talk Mary is you guys give us kind of an overarching theme for it, and then we tell you one person from each that we'd fight, one that we talk to, one that we'd marry. So if, you know, you give us, like, comic book heroes or, you know, like 1980s bands, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just if you want to give us that. Rants and Raves, which is pretty self-explanatory. One or two or three of us will choose something that we either really love or really hate, and we'll just go on a tangent about it. Overrated, underrated is going to be pretty self-explanatory as well, which is you guys give us something that you think we should talk about in terms of we're going to discuss it, and then we'll talk about whether or not we think it's overrated or underrated. And then My First Time, which is you guys give us topics to talk about our first time with those experiences. You know, getting high, getting drunk, smoking cigarettes, things like that. And then, of course, our last two things, as always, are plugs and picks.
Yep.
And that's basically our... Today, it's going to be Fight Talk Mary, Rants and Raves, Overrated, Underrated, and My First Time. And we've got a couple listener suggestions for each of those. So we're going to do two each, just so you guys can get a feel for how these things are going to go. And then, you know, when there's four of us on Wednesdays, we'll be able to, you know, fill up a little bit more time. Today's going to be kind of short. It's going to be about an hour. And then we're going to cut it so you guys have something kind of nice and sweet and short to listen to.
Yeah.
But we're going to just jump right in, and I'll let Colin go ahead and take this one.
Let's see. We're going to do Fight Talk Mary. And this one comes from Ian Streeb. We love you, Ian. Thank you. And we're going to do famous moms. Which I like that.
I do too.
A lot.
I think it's really funny because it opens it up to so many.
Sorry, I just got a message from Chris. You guys are totally mid podcast right now, aren't you? My plans fell through, and I'm kind of pissed about it.
Oh no!
And I was like, yes, we are.
Oh no, that sucks.
That sucks.
Because this would have been fun to have him on for these.
Oh, absolutely.
Fight
Talk Mary, famous moms. And I'm taking that as to mean, like, famous fictional moms, famous TV moms, famous real moms.
Indeed. And, Colin, do you want to field it first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm trying to think. Definitely Wilma Flintstone. She was obnoxious. And I don't mean like I would beat her up. Like I would want to have a fight with her. Anybody who knows me knows I'm like, I'm stringy and small, so I'm not the best fighter, but I would definitely fight her.
Yep.
Talk? I'm trying to talk.
That's the one I'm kind of stuck on.
I'm trying to think.
I got this. You keep talking.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm extremely hungover today, listeners, so just bear with me. Talk. Who would I talk to? June Cleaver. I'd like to sit down and, like, just from Leave It to Beaver. Yeah, definitely. I'd like to just sit down and pry into her head of what it was like to be a 1950s housewife. And Mary. Oh, Lucille Ball. Lucy Ricardo, definitely.
For talk or for
Mary?
For Mary.
Yeah. Oh, okay. She was smoking hot redhead.
Yeah.
It was never boring.
No.
And that little kid could play the drums really well. I mean, you know, you could always just ride his coattails.
Yeah. I've got some pretty interesting ones for this. The first one, I'm actually going real life with the first one. Fight. I would fight the Kardashians' mom.
Kris Jenner?
Oh my god,
yes. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Yeah.
I would fight her just tooth and nail, like, both of us just completely butt naked, so there's so there's nothing protecting.
Greased up.
Just, like, just slam into each other, like... So nothing to stop bruises.
Would you do the sumo thing where you're like...
Yes. Just like put my fists on the ground. Dozoku. Like that whole thing. I would do that for sure.
Oh, Jesus.
And so yeah, the Kardashians mom.
Kris Jenner.
I would fight her to the death too. Like if she killed me, I'd be like, fine. One of us has to die.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
Talk. I would say the mom for the Brady Bunch.
Carol Brady. Yeah.
Because I gotta know in two aspects of it too. Not just the fact that, you know, like she has six kids she has to deal with, but and that's in the story, like in the TV show. I would say I'd want to talk to her if she were a real person in that respect. If Carol Brady was a real person, I'd want to talk to her there because, you know. You have to deal with six kids that are, you know, synced up two by two pretty much on age.
Right.
And you got to worry about, is there going to be sexual tension between my kids?
Ooh, yeah,
because
there was a little bit between Greg and Marcia.
Yes. So, you know, you got to worry about those kind of things.
I think we just lost half of our listenership because they're all too young. I don't know if any of them watched the Brady Bunch reruns like we did.
If they didn't, they need to because it's actually a pretty good show. And I know it's real kitschy, but everything from that era.
It was the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean...
Also, to know what it would be like to live with their maid.
Yeah,
because Alice is awesome.
Alice was awesome.
But she was weird. She was, like, the really awkward human being for, like, the 70s, like, kind of...
Yeah.
She was neurotic and fucking, like...
She was like Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, she's...
She was quirky.
She was quirky as shit.
Her and Sam the Butcher.
Yeah. And real life, I'd want to talk to her to, like, be able to understand, like... Because I know the dad on the show had drug problems.
Oh, he was closeted. He was gay and died of AIDS.
Yeah, and he was nuts. Like, and so I'd want to know what it was like, you know, having to deal with that. Also, she's had some really cool life experiences.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, because I've seen her on other things, like on comedy roasts and stuff. And
Florence Henderson
is just a cool fucking lady.
Her and Shirley Jones. Shirley Jones is a badass, too.
So that would be my talk. And oddly enough... And I know this is kind of a cop-out, but I don't care. I actually, you know what? No, I'm going to switch it in the middle of me thinking about it. I would marry Mrs. Archer from Archer. I would marry Mallory Archer because she's nuts. And also that means that I'd be Archer's dad.
There you go, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with Mallory Archer.
It's just be Archer's dad.
I want to be Archer's dad. And that'd be really...
Would you want to be his birth father or, like, his stepfather?
I want to be his stepdad so I can fucking hang out with him. Like, and not feel weird about it. By the way, Chris might be jumping in at the end, and we're going to see if we can talk to the barista and maybe coax her into staying open a little bit later.
Maybe. We've got 25 minutes.
If not, we can just take it back to my place and do a small post.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, if I'm feeling like it.
But yeah, so that's my Fight Talk Mary for Famous Moms. The second Fight
this
Talk
This is Mary. Brilliant. I don't know why yeah. we didn't think of this.
That one's great. Thank you, Ian. That's a beautiful contribution
yeah,
to the show.
Awesome.
Our second Fight Talk Mary, and this one comes from a friend of ours named Kira Collins.
Hi, Kira.
Hi, Kira. Little baby. And this one has a very personal place in my heart because, but, and this one is going to be lost on some of you who don't know these guys personally.
Most of our listenership knows.
Yeah, most of you guys know who these guys are, but the local band Corporate Fandango, the guys who were supposed to do our theme song When They Have Time. Also, John Moore sat in on the Halloween special, so you guys know him. And the question is, Fight Talk Mary with the Corporate Fandango Bros. And I'm going to field this one first because I've been thinking about it all day. Fight. I wouldn't want to do a one-on-one. I'd want to do a 2v2.
Okay.
I'd want it to be me and Colin versus Chester and Mike.
Versus Cheston and Mike?
Because,
oh, my God.
Because I'm alternate universe Cheston.
And Mike G is alternate universe
yes.
me.
So,
totally.
Because I'm, you know, normal size and chubby with a beard. And so is Cheston. And then Colin is weird and gangly and tall. And so is Colin.
And so is Mike G.
Yeah, like, they're both... So that'd be a really fun...
Mike G is Bizarro me.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
Funny.
So that's...
We are so diametrically opposite, but we love each other.
I mean, you can't not love him.
Yeah.
He's great. Like, he's such a great dude.
Mary.
Talk. Travis. I would want to talk to Travis.
Really?
Absolutely, because I know that swimming around in that non-brain of his is something... And don't get me wrong, like...
He's just not a talkative person.
But I've heard from other people that when you get Travis in a talking mood, it's amazing. And I've talked to everybody else tons.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that's just, you know, part of it. And the thing is that...
I think you lived with him.
Yeah, I lived with him. We had some decent conversations, but, like, apparently when he's really in the mood to talk, you'd never guess the kind of shit that comes out of his mouth. Like, you'd never guess.
Oh, I know.
So, that's my talk is tasty. Just for clarification, I want to marry everybody in the band.
Yeah.
Like, I love all of them to death. They're all great dudes. But honestly, dude, like, Sean Kelly.
Yeah, you'd
marry
Sean Kelly.
The crap out of Sean Kelly. Like, we'd have so much fun as a gay couple.
Oh, you guys totally would.
Oh, my God. Like, and when I first met Sean, like... Me and Rob actually had a conversation about this with Sean one day because we were all kind of drunk sitting in Venture. And we were talking to him and we were like, you know, at first we didn't really have that much of an opinion on you because you just came and you didn't say much and then you left. But as we got to know him,
his omnipresent backpack.
Oh my, yeah, he's backpack kid. He's backpack kid at hardcore shows. That's who he is.
Yeah.
And so that's all I knew him as was backpack dude who plays trumpet. And then, like, as we got to know Sean, we were just like, Sean is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's so funny, and he's so expressive, and he's so smart. And not only that, but, like, angry Sean is my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, my God. That's why I like to make him angry.
Oh, and he's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, he's legitimately like, Logan is scary because Logan is big. Sean is a terrifying human being.
Yeah, he is. He's really scary.
Like, and just, it's... He does this thing when he gets kind of, like, shocked or upset about something where he shakes his hands and he throws his head back a little bit and his eyes get super wide and he kind of, like, oh! And every time I see it happen, I'm just like...
In Boone? Were you there in Boone?
No, I didn't get to go.
Oh, my God. I've never seen him so angry in my entire life. I'm not going to go into what he said, but people's lives were threatened.
Oh, man.
And I took him so seriously.
Yeah.
Like, me and Mo and Rob were like...
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, like, when most people make, like, empty threats, I'm like, whatever. When Sean makes one, I'm like, dude, he might do this.
Yeah, he might
kill you. Sean might actually kill you. So that's my Fight Talk Mary. I'm gonna throw it to Colin for this one.
Alright. Fight would be Travis. Because I just think that'd be the funniest fight ever.
But he'd have to be high and you'd have to be drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. talk. Definitely John Moore, because I feel like I need to get John to know John Moore. Like, I talked to Sean and Adam.
See, I talked to John Moore a ton because I lived with him. So, like, my relationship with John Moore is super tight.
Yeah. Like, I know Sean and Kelly, like, Sean Kelly and Adam, like, the.
Yeah.
I talk to them all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Mary, Cheston.
Yeah.
I would totally, he'd be the best cuddler.
See, yeah. I thought about the Mary with Cheston because I was like, man, like, if our beards touch, it's just going to be a magical forest. Like, it's beautiful. They'll combine into a mythical, like, Elderwoods forest.
I would totally marry Cheston, though. Cheston, hands down. Like, just...
Because he's just the cutest little cuddly bear.
Yeah, he is. I would cook for him.
Oh, man.
I would be the best little house husband. So, yeah, that's mine.
I want Chris to weigh in on this on another day.
If he gets here in time,
I want him to weigh in on this for sure. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and just bulldoze right into the next part.
Rants and raves.
And Colin's got one, and yes. I have one.
This is gonna piss a lot of people off. Beards, I'm over it. I think it's like so dumb. Like, I don't understand this special club people with beards thinks they're in. Like, congratulations for having a post-pubescent secondary sex characteristic. Like, good for you. I don't like. Granted, I'm growing a mustache right now, and that's for a plug later. I'm growing a mustache right now, but like great, you have a beard. Cool, like. Don't pat yourself on the back too much about it. It's just a beard.
I understand that sentiment in a way. Like, people, like, because when the beard fad caught fire, I was kind of like, dude.
Like, Whisker Wars? Like, why the fuck are we having a TV show about people going to beard contests?
I will say this, like, the
and that dude on that show is so fucking pretentious.
Yep.
Jack Passion? I'm calling Jack Passion out. I will say his name on the podcast. I don't care.
Fight Talk Barry. Fight Jack Passion.
Jack Passion. Number one, his name's Jack Passion.
Yeah.
And his beard is retarded.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it. I just... Please. It's someone.
I get
and
that.
I totally get why women are turned on by it. Beards are fucking sexy. I get it. Yeah, that's cool, but...
See, for me, like, that whole idea, like... First of all, I think the national beard competition is cool just because of how, like, weird it is.
I think it's kind of cool when they get creative with
it. Yeah,
them.
like doing different styles on your beard. Like, yeah. Just being able to grow a beard isn't that cool.
No.
Like, that just means that you have genetics that let you grow facial hair.
Yeah.
That's it. It means you're not Native American. That's what it means.
And I don't want to hear anybody on this podcast, like, I don't want to get emails from people who are like, you're just jealous because you can't grow one. No.
He can grow a sweet neck beard.
I can grow an awesome neck beard. I will fit in with the Amish in a heartbeat.
But, like, I do get that idea that, like, when NPR came out with the thing that was, like, beards are back and all that, I was like, dude, I've had a beard since I was 13. Like, I don't want to hear beards are back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear that. Like,
it's obnoxious.
I like the fact that when I walk around and people see my beard, and this has been going on for years since before the beard fad, like, the reason I grew a beard the way I did is I was like, you know, I like having a big beard. I think it looks good on me.
Yeah.
It keeps me warm in the winter.
Yeah.
Which
I totally get.
And when I run really fast, which isn't often because I don't run, if it's long enough, it'll part in the middle and blow to the sides,
which
and that's
pretty,
really
that's
funny.
Pretty sweet.
But, you know, like,
we took the picture of you as a Popeye villain.
Yes.
That was kind of brilliant.
It is really funny. But no, like, I agree with you that the beard fad of being like, oh, fucking beard, like, dude, just grow a beard and shut up about it. But
yeah.
It was cool, like, you know, having a big beard when no one else did, and people were like, dude, that is a sweet beard. And I'm like, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's almost a hassle to not shave. Because it does get itchy and annoying and
there
hot.
There is that itchy period.
Dude, oh my God, mine comes in waves, like every 2 months. It's just like, your face is on fire for 2 weeks. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Well, I'll just deal with this because I like having a beard.
See, I would just shave the shit off. I would,
See, I can't be bothered.
Couldn't be bugged.
Couldn't be bugged.
My mustache is coming in pretty good, though.
Yeah. Looks real dirty. I mean, nice.
Fuck.
I'm just kidding.
It's only day 12.
Yeah. So, for me, my rant this week is actually going to be something that I mentioned very, very briefly in a previous episode. I have a rant about PowerPoints. in high school, they don't really teach you how to do a PowerPoint effectively. And I think that a PowerPoint presentation is a good thing when you do it right. But I got to college. And I'm going to keep this one really short in terms of a rant.
Yeah.
But basically, I got to college, and I thought, clearly people here will know what they're doing with PowerPoints. And I had a huge seminar class with like 125 kids. And one of the projects we had to do was a group PowerPoint. And the number of fucking times that I saw people put PowerPoints up with just words on the slides, and they turn around and stare at the fucking projector and read the words off the slide.
Oh, God.
And I had seen this happen.
The thing is about PowerPoint is it's a framing device.
It
is. You have your bullet points and then you expand on it.
And not only that, but it's supposed to punctuate and accent your presentation.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be your presentation.
Right.
And so when it got to our turn, the whole thing was it was about cultures. So we got assigned a specific country. My group got Jamaica. I didn't coordinate with anybody else in my group because I didn't want to be associated with how terrible they were going to do. So what I did was, when the girl who was putting together the slides was like, hey, send me the things that I need to put on each slide, I sent her three files that had pictures in them and titles, and that's it. And she's like, you ain't words on them? No. If you put words on them, I'll punch you in the dick. Like, I was mad about it. I was like, do not do what I think that you're going to do. Just put the title on the page and put these pictures. I'll handle the rest.
Yeah.
So, I told my group, I was like, I'm closing. You guys do whatever you want. I'm closing. I'm the last person to go. So they butchered the whole presentation. One of the girls in the group was, I didn't know this, she was racist, had no idea. Came out in the presentation.
Oh,
so as you guys know, like, Jamaica is an island off of the coast of, somewhere. And, you know, like, it's
off the coast, it's in the middle of the fucking ocean.
And then she goes, and they're of African descent, so, you know, we'd be the minority. And I was like, oh, God! And, like, more than 50% of the people in the class were not white. And I just stared at her, like, my eyes got real big, and I was like, oh, no. So, I found that. But anyway, so then it got my turn, and I was last, and I closed. I looked at my note cards for, like, 3 seconds. I put them in my pocket. I stepped forward, and I just went, okay, so. And I just started talking and, like, enunciating and, like, projecting.
That's another thing that I'd like to touch on. Everybody needs to take a public speaking class.
Please.
It will help you so much.
Yeah. And I didn't look at the projector or at the slides at all other than to point to pictures.
Yeah.
So I would talk about it, I'd check behind me for like a second, and I'd point to the picture, and I'd keep talking. And I hate that people will sit there and read slides. It's insanely maddening to me. It's awful, it's terrible, I hate it.
Yeah.
Just period. It's just the most miserable shit in the world.
So don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Underrated, overrated?
Yes.
Okay. First one comes from our lovely listener in San Francisco, Sarah Robertson.
Sarah.
Veganism. Underrated, overrated?
I'm going to let you field it first.
I'd say it's overrated. I feel like a lot of veganism comes out of purely narcissistic means. Like, it's basically to make yourself look better than everybody else. Like, it's moral superiority. And plus, it's boring. And it's expensive.
Yeah, kind of.
Unless you were growing your own fruits and vegetables. Which, you know, if you do go about veganism the right way, that's what you should be doing. You should be growing your own fruits and vegetables. It's expensive. And then supplements. You got to supplement your protein somehow.
Yes.
Our bodies are meant to process proteins.
And you can't just eat beans and nuts.
No.
You have to take vitamins. Okay, I'm going to field this one a little bit differently than Colin, because it's kind of two parts for me. I think the theory and the practice of veganism is not overrated or underrated. I think that it's appropriately rated because... It is appropriately rated because our bodies are not set up to digest certain meats the right way, and we go overboard with a lot of them. I think that a better diet is pescatarian,
I think pescatarian is a much more reasonable way of doing things. And if you want to do no meat, no dairy, and pescatarianism, that's fine.
The better idea is no dairy and to have meat supplement your diet, but you need to go heavy on fruits and vegetables. Just on a health standpoint, like that's the best way to go.
Yeah.
The culture and the lifestyle of veganism is super overrated because they are pretentious.
Yeah.
They are in your face about it. They give you shit about it. And it's the same thing that I feel about certain, like, really overly religious people. Don't push your shit in my face. My best friend is vegan. You never know unless you talk to him.
So that one time we were, like, sitting in your car, and I was like, what are you eating, Jamie? John Michael? And he was like, mock chicken salad. I was like, vegan? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah. And I lived with four vegans for over a year. And it didn't bother me at all. It's one of the reasons I became pescatarian in the first place. By the way, I'm eating chicken. So, there's the thing.
Well, I mean, it's totally fine. Like, I just don't understand the guilt. People are like, I feel guilty eating this and cheating.
You're
eating what you want.
This is the second part of that, is that I think what's more important than veganism is local and free range. That's more important than being vegan.
Absolutely.
Being eating locally and eating free range is way more important. Because I understand not wanting to eat meat that's been tortured.
Yeah.
I get that. Because you don't want to support that practice. And I totally understand that. And it's not crazy. Like, because if you think about it this way, what if, like, an even crazier intelligent species than us, like, came to Earth and enslaved us and tortured us and ate us because we're delicious?
We might be.
We might be. Apparently, according to cannibals, we taste like chicken.
No, pig. Pig. They call us long pig.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it was chicken. So anyway, I think it's much more important on a lot of levels, like health-wise and also economy-wise and also in terms of, what's the word I'm looking for? Morally. It's much better to practice local and free range than it is to practice veganism.
Yeah.
I think both of those things are much more important, like, point than veganism, in my opinion.
I agree. Yeah. You know, so look at the Japanese are pretty much pescatarian aside from
Kobe beef.
Aside from Kobe, and they have some chicken, but
yeah, but it's really like
chicken is so good, you can eat it rare. It's not so processed that it's full of salmonella.
When I was over there, I ate at their McDonald's, and I ate at their version of their McDonald's, which is called, like, Wonder Burger.
Yeah.
And both of those places, their McDonald's and Wonder Burger, were better than our McDonald's.
Oh, it's gotta be.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyway. The second overrated, underrated that we're gonna do is from my friend Allison, this is the wife of, of Deadpool. This is Deadpool's wife. And what Allison asked us about was coconut water. Overrated, underrated. And I actually do have a very serious opinion about this.
I like coconut water. I drink it occasionally. Like it's a little expensive, which kind of leads it to being overrated. It's a pretty good source of electrolytes. But, you know, naturally, like anything in this country, we can't just have it, we have to make it a thing. So I'd say in that respect, like, every time I'm eating a Gatorade, drinking a Gatorade, somebody's like, you should drink coconut water. I want to slap them. I'm like, guess what? These were 2 for $3. One bottle of coconut water was $3. I got the 2 for $3 game. So I'd say in that regard, it's overrated.
I hate it. I think it's terrible.
I've actually heard some, like, a friend of mine took a sip of it, and, like, this tastes like coconut.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it has the texture of cum. It has the
whose cum you've seen recently, but it's way too watery.
Dude, certain people's cum. But no, anyway,
no names.
I'm like, it just doesn't taste good to me. It tastes like water that someone, like,
just a dusting of coconut.
I don't even like coconut.
Coconut. I love coconut.
Like, so it's just kind of like bleh to me anyway. Like, I'm not really a fan of it, and even if I was, like, people who are so just, oh, fucking coconut water, shut up. Like, Jesus, it's the same thing with me, like, with veganism. Like, it's just pretentious-y.
Yeah.
And douchebaggy, and I'm just like, and this is coming from someone who has streaks of douchebaggy pretentiousness.
Yeah, so do I.
I mean, and but Jesus Christ, like, if I have to hear one more asshole tell me about how amazingly healthy and delicious coconut water is,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's water that a coconut peed in. That's what it is. Like, it's not good.
It's not even it's not even really water.
It's not even milk. It's just juice. It's coconut juice.
And it comes from an unripe coconut. Ugh. It's from a green coconut.
It's fucking gross.
I like it. I think it's good. But I don't think it's like a miracle food or anything. I don't think it's going to cure cancer. But
yeah.
Sometimes on a hot day, I get cold coconut water.
Yeah.
Aloe water is pretty good, too.
I've heard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a thing now. Great. Next one. Oh, that was it. Yeah, my first time. Yeah. Another one from Sarah. Is first run in with the cops. Mine's pretty good. So I'll go first. Me and a buddy were drinking some beers at his house, underage. He was of age, I was underage. And we left, and we're heading back to his place. We're at his parents' place. We're heading back to his place. We get pulled over for speeding. And we didn't want to leave beer bottles at his parents' house, so we just put them in the backseat of the car. So there were like 6 open beers, empty. And he pulled us over. He was like, so why are there beer bottles in the back of your car? And my friend was like, is that technically open container? My friend was like, well, you see, we had just gotten back from a party, and immediately he starts lying. And so immediately I just go.
Just slow turn.
I'm in the middle of a fucking panic attack. Because I've never been pulled. This is the first time I'd have dealt with the cops.
Yeah.
You know, in my 20s. I was like 20 years old at the time. I was like, well, we just came back from a party, and, you know, my buddy's still there, but he told us to take his beer with him, so we just put all the empties in here, and we're heading back to our place. I gotta take him home, because he's got a curfew. And I was like, yeah, I got a curfew, man. I'm 20. I don't have a curfew. And luckily, my friend's dad is a cop. So he was like, yeah, you know, officer, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah. I was like, well, that's my dad. He was like, okay, you guys have a good night. Just be safe. I was like, motherfucker. It was pretty memorable.
Not bad.
Yeah, it was a good, yeah. We got off without getting an open container ticket. And didn't even get a speeding ticket.
Nice. Very nice.
And then I almost got arrested for banging my head on the cop's window.
I kind of want to hear that one.
I don't remember it. This was just told to me.
Oh. Beforehand. Okay. Mine's really weird. Me and my high school girlfriend, I was kind of one of those people that I was so horny that I was just like, I want to go fool around wherever I can.
Yeah.
Like, because I can't go to your parents' house because that's not going to work, and I can't go to my parents' house because that's not going to work.
Please tell me you went to Miller Park.
No, okay. not for this one.
Okay.
Oddly enough, over by where I work now, right across the street is a housing community, and there's a little pool, and then a parking lot, and a little playground, and it was like 9 o'clock at night, and we pulled into the parking lot, and I was like, let's get in the back seat, let's pull around. So we pull over in the parking lot, get in the back seat, we start fooling around. It's like 30, 40 minutes goes by. Then all of a sudden, 2 sets of headlights just come rushing at the car. And I was like, crap. So I reach down to pull my pants on, and my underwear are in the pants.
Right.
But they're not like, my feet didn't go in the underwear.
Right. They were kind of like they end up in your fucking pants.
Yeah, leg. They're like, they're like right underneath my crotch. And I pull them on, and I put pants on, and I have like no shirt on, and she's like pulling on her clothes. And I get out, and like he comes and he knocks on the window all hard, and I'm like, Jesus, give me a second. I get out of the car, and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like,
it's 2 teenagers in a car.
Yeah, I was like, I'm fucking with my girlfriend. And like, he got kind of snippy, and I got kind of snippy. And then he was like, you know what? Hold on. I don't want to be offensive.
Did the cop initiate a do-over?
Yeah, the cop initiated a do-over. He was like, look, man, let's start over. All right, just talk to me.
That's what I do when I fight with a girlfriend.
Yeah. And he was like, just talk to me for a second. Like, what's going on? And I was like, well, look, man, like, I just wanted to be with my girlfriend, and, like, we wanted to fool around. and I can't go to her house. She can't go to my house. Like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
So we had to find somewhere to go.
Was this in the Trooper?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The number of gross things that have happened in that car.
Between you and the previous owner.
Yeah. And then she looks significantly younger than me, and I always looked older.
Yeah.
So they checked our IDs to make sure. And I was like, dude, please don't call either of our parents. Like, if you're going to call somebody's parents, call
mine.
Don't call hers. Because we'll get murdered. Yeah. Like, you don't have to worry about giving us a ticket for indecent exposure. You got to worry about cleaning up blood at a crime scene.
Yeah, exactly. Way more paperwork.
Yeah. And he was just like, dude, I get it. I was there once. Like, I was a teenager. I've been there. It's just people from the neighborhood called, and they were like, there are lights that are just parked in the parking lot, and we were concerned because we thought somebody might be, like, graffiti or robbing, and I was like, nope, just porking my girlfriend. Like, that was, you know, what ran through my brain. So my first real experience with, like,
that's funny,
the cops was having the cops tell me to stop being so horny. Was really what it was.
You got a ticket for being horny.
I didn't even get a ticket. They were just like, get the fuck out of here.
They told you to disperse.
Yeah, he was like, he was a nice cop. He was like, let's do a do-over. I'm not going to give you a ticket for being a horny little boy. Like,
how old were you?
We were like 17.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah. The first, I actually ran from security in a very similar situation once.
I've run from security before. I've run from mall security.
I parked in a parking deck, and oddly enough, this is one of the only times I've ever fooled around with two people at once. And, like, we were parked in a parking deck in downtown. And, Wilson? Like, yeah.
When was this?
I had just got my license.
Oh, okay.
I was, like, 16 on the dot. And, Nielsen's here!
Nielsen!
What's up, buddy? So I was parked in the parking deck and we were fooling around or whatever. And then, like, we see the guy running with his flashlight, and I was like, shit! And I just jump over the chair, and I start the car, and I just bolt. And, like, we're just, like, we're trying to run from the cops while he's on foot, and I'm in the car, and this is freaking awful.
It's like, what are you going to do? Tell me to leave, which I'm doing?
I think now what we're going to do, since Chris is here, we're going to have him catch up on all the things we already talked about.
We've only got 25 minutes.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. We're gonna do this fast.
Yeah. Okay, so we've done two Fight Talk Marys, we've done two overrated underrateds, and now we just did the first time. So we're gonna have you catch up on all of them. And it's
We're gonna do lightning round.
Let's do it.
Okay, Fight Talk Mary. Famous mops.
From famous mops. Streams. Fight Talk Mary. I wanna fight Kate, John and Kate.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Chris's was Chris Jenner.
Mine was Chris Jenner.
Yeah.
Fight Talk Mary, famous moms. Talk to. What a Mary Betty Rubble.
I said I would fight Wilma.
And talk famous moms. I'd talk to.
I said I wanted to talk to
Carol Brady.
Carol Brady.
Oh.
I said June Cleaver.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta think of somebody. I gotta think of somebody who has a mom who, like, let's say Britney Spears' mom.
Okay.
Okay. That's fair.
I really thought that what was coming there was.
That might be a fight too.
I thought Aunt May was coming.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's not really a mom, but it's a mom figure.
This one's from Kira.
Okay.
Fight Talk Mary. Fandangros.
Fight Talk Mary Fandangros. Well, you have to fight Justin. That's fun. I would talk to John Moore and marry Adam Collis.
Okay. I said fight Travis. Talk to John Moore and marry Justin.
I said tag team fight between me, Colin, Cheston, and Mike. Because it's like alternate reality fight.
Because we're in the bizarro of each other.
And then I said, I want to talk to Tasty because he's just so...
you want Tasty to talk to you?
I want him to talk to me. And then marry with Sean Kelly just because, come on. Like,
yeah,
he's just so great. Like, he's such a great human being.
Okay. Underrated, overrated. Veganism.
Veganism? Depends.
Yeah, that was kind of...
I'm going to go with Generally overrated.
Generally overrated.
I think lifestyle veganism, underrated.
See, I...
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
you're going with, like, no leather, no...
Yes.
Okay, so you're... And so dietary vegan, overrated.
Overrated.
Coconut water.
Underrated. I love it.
God!
I love it.
I hate you guys so much. I hate it. It's terrible.
Yeah, because I drink shit out of it sometimes. Okay, my first time. First run-in with the cops.
Oh, very first run-in with the cops. God, dude. Wow. I gotta think about that. I got a couple notable ones. Oh, okay. Here you go. This is the first, my first real run-in with the cops. I had just turned 18, and I was talking to this girl, and me and her, one of my friends, went to Kernersville to go to the skate park.
And skates.
No, to, 4th of July Park, the public park.
Oh, public park, okay.
And, it had been raining during the day, and so it was closed.
Right.
But this guy inside, he's like, no, come inside, it's fine, it's cool, dude, just, like, come on in, I know the people who run it, it's fine, whatever. So we duck under the fence, and, 20 minutes later, the cops roll up, and dude's nowhere to be found, and they're like, you're not supposed to be in there, so we all got trespassing charges. But the best part of the story is, I go up to the cop car, my friend, the girl I was talking to, had already talked to the cop, and I walked into the cop car, and he's like, is that your girlfriend? And I was like, yeah, I guess you could say that. And he's like, you might want to talk to her. Because apparently he asked her the same question, and she said no.
Oh, wait, you told me this story. I totally remember that. We had this conversation at Venture one night. Oh, awesome. Okay, now we're coming up, we're caught up. All right. First tattoo.
Chris, you
don't have any tattoos.
Damn. You want to go or you want me?
Okay. My first tattoo I got when I was just about to turn 21. I think I got it like a week before my 21st birthday. And it was done by Ashley Love at Inkwell when she was still in town. And it's an anchor, kind of old school with my grandfather's initials and the date of D-Day because he served in the Navy and served in D-Day. And like, which he was like on the left, because it's on my forearm, like my lower forearm. And I was like, oh, this is not so bad. And then she got up here, and I was like, no, that sucks. That's terrible. I don't want anything ever there again. And then I got my elbow, and I got my ditch done. And that's what started it all, man. Like, I got addicted really bad. I don't think I'll ever stop getting tattooed.
Oh, I won't either.
It's expensive.
It is, which is why I haven't gotten one in a while.
That's why I haven't gotten one yet. I got so many I want.
It's cost prohibitive, man.
So,
did I hit my nose on something last night? Like, it feels like I got punched in the face. But it was weird because I didn't even leave my house.
Interesting.
And I know my dad didn't punch me, unless he just punched me because for being a drunk. I don't know.
When you were asleep.
Get out of my house.
my first tattoo, I got illegally when I was 17.
I remember that.
A buddy of mine told me about a guy that used to work in a shop in Winston that was about to move and needed a little bit of extra cash for getting out to his new place that he was moving to. He had a new job set up at a new tattoo parlor, which is why I was okay with this. And I'd seen his work in magazines before. It was my birthday. I had just turned 17. I was like, Dad, I'd like to get a tattoo for my birthday. He was like, cool. Gave me $50. I went with my best friend, her boyfriend, and my girlfriend to go to this guy's apartment and get tattooed.
Don't ever do this, by the way.
I've never gotten a house tattoo again. The only time that I'll ever get worked on in somebody's house is if it's somebody who's worked on me in a shop and they're in between shops. That's the only time I'll do it. And then they have to use travel work. Or travel...
They have to use tubes.
Yeah, they have to use travel tubes.
Plastic tubes. And
So I go in and I'm talking to him about what I want, and he's just this like hoarse voice, like, man, I'll tell you back in the day. And I'm just like, oh man,
what have I gotten myself into?
And so I sit down and I give him the design that I mocked up. It was the Coheed Dragonfly with like what looked like spray paint black bars behind it.
Yeah.
And I sat down and like a douchebaggy child, I was like, this is gonna hurt super bad. So I put like my Vic card in my mouth And I was like, I'm going to have to bite down on this so hard. And then he started tattooing. And I was like, well, now this has bite marks in it for nothing. That's pointless.
Like, some of the places I've been tattooed sucked.
Oh, I've, like, when I got my leg done, the guy who did it is so heavy-handed that I was just like...
He works off the fucking bar,
dude. It hurts so bad. I was just like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I got like that. I've gotten like that with Brent a couple times. When he was tattooing my ribs, I was like, I want to hit you. I want to hit you.
Right, I got like that with Daniel with my sternum when he did that. But yeah, and then he finished the tattoo and he was like, and once for luck, and just slapped it. And I was like, ah! I was like, what a dick.
Let us set the ink, man.
And then it was that thing at that point in time where I was like, I have a tattoo and I'm underage. I'm going to show everybody. And so like I wore sleeveless shirts and shit like a douchebag. It was fucking...
I just remember this big trend of people would come in when I was working at Liberty. Like, oh, my mom's here. I can get tattooed, right? I was like,
No. That's not how that works.
That's not how that works at all.
Quit.
Carolina.
What we probably will do if you have enough energy.
I doubt I will to go back to your place.
Ah, that sucks. Well, then maybe me and Chris will go back and do a secondary.
Okay.
Because I got time. Because actually what I wanted to do to lead into the comic book episode is I wanted to take Tegan's suggestion and I wanted to apply it to all three.
We can do that real quick. We've got time.
But I didn't want him to drive out here for 20 minutes of talk time.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying I don't have the energy to go back to your place.
It's just around the corner.
I
have a car.
I feel like hell.
It's okay. We're going to be fine. I'll give you a back rub. It'll be okay.
Just feed me.
Okay, well, I can feed you. If I feed you, will you come back to the house?
Yeah.
We can do that? Okay. So
I can stay for like another like 30 minutes.
That's fine.
We can do
that. That's enough.
And we'll just pause this and then pick it
up. Yeah, we'll just pause it and pick it up there. But yeah, so before we go back to the house, which we're going to do in just a second, I'm going to go ahead and tell everyone what the question is going to be, and we're going to apply it to all three things. We're going to apply it to My First Time, Fight Talk Mary, and Overrated Underrated, and it's female comic book characters.
Yeah.
My first time with a, like, really experiencing a female comic book character, female comic book characters I want to fight Talk Mary, and then whether or not I think female comic book characters are overrated or underrated.
Okay.
So, we're going to go ahead and hit pause, we'll pick it up at my house, and it'll be all good, so we'll do it that way.
Can I ride with you, Chris?
Yeah.
And then you just bring me back here?
Yeah.
Boom. Okay, so we're going to continue what we were talking about at the coffee shop back here at my domicile, and
Casa de la Fulmer.
Casa de Fulmer. So, the subject that we had going on that's going to lead into this Sunday's episode, which is comic books, is going to be all three of our segments for today rolled into one topic, which is female comic book characters. So we're going to do the first time of our experience with them first, and I'll go ahead and I'll field this one. To be honest, like, since I wasn't super into comics when I was younger, my first real experience with comic book characters in general, and female comic book characters specifically, was the Justice League TV show, the animated series, which is really good. It's not the best thing in the world, you know, because it's clearly for younger generation.
Yeah. I still watch it.
I've actually watched it on Netflix all the
There's
way through.
There's a lot of those that are really good that are, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been watching Batman Beyond.
Spectacular Spider-Man, amazing.
That's what I've heard.
Absolutely amazing.
Is that the one with Neil Patrick Harris as Spider-Man?
Yes.
Or okay, I heard that one's really good. I heard Neil Patrick Harris.
The only thing that's funny about it is because you know, realistically, and especially in the Spider-Man universe, because everything's so tightly tied in with the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
most of the supervillains get their name from the way we would in real life. Like some press, somebody thinks of a witty name, it shows up in a newspaper. And then that becomes their name.
Like the BTK killer and all that shit.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So in the Spider-Man universe, that's how most of them got their name.
Right.
But in the Spectacular Spider-Man cartoon, the only thing that's at all off-putting about it is that anytime they introduce a new villain, which is pretty much every episode, they just like, there's this like extreme close-up, look at the camera, call me Electro.
Oh,
it's like, oh.
That's kind of a bummer. But,
that's like the definition of ham-fisting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but yeah, so my first experience with you know,
like, cabinet.
Go for it. with comic book females, particularly, was that cartoon show. And there are two in particular that I really kind of identified with right off the bat, and that's Hot Girl. I love Hot Girl. She's sassy, and she's, like, dry and kind of an ass, and I love that about her. Like, I really do. And I think she's a fantastic, fantastic character, especially in the TV show. And then one of the animated movies, which is Superman, Batman, Justice League, Apocalypse.
That's really good.
It's really, really good. And it introduced me to my favorite female superhero, Big Barda. So that kind of, that was my real first experience with it, was, you know, watching the show was where I really got to know female superheroes. Because, I mean, I knew who Wonder Woman was. You know, like, everybody knows who Wonder Woman is. But, like, I don't ever really give a shit about Wonder Woman. She's kind of there for me. Like, she exists, and meh. That's it. So that's mine. That's my experience. First experience with female.
Chris, you go next.
I'm trying to think of, I know what I'm going to say, but I'm trying to think of a super heroine to go with it, because mine's not exactly a super heroine. I don't know, think about it. But, so, I think it's probably, I don't remember exactly, because I've been reading comics since before I can remember, and probably even since before I could actually read. Actually, definitely since before I could read. Because I remember, like, especially with just, like, the comic, like, I love the funnies and stuff. My dad would always read the funnies to me, and, like, I'd have my parents read comic books to me and just, like, look at the pictures and stuff. So I have vague memories of even not being able to read reading comics. But, so it's a crapshoot between probably Betty and Veronica.
Oh, nice.
But I'm going to actually say, because I don't remember that. That's just that far ago. But the first female comic book character that I remember, like, getting attached to at all is Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Which is why I just have, like, I mean, Spider-Man's absolutely my thing, like, and I just still have this obsession with the Gwen Stacy era and all of that.
The death of Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, no, it's great, because she was just a solid character, and it just was like, part of what I like about Spider-Man is that, with the exception of maybe, like, Betty Brant, most of the girls that he's been involved with are very just strong-willed women,
mm-hmm.
which is funny because he's so, like, so mild-mannered that it's just, like, they kind of take advantage of him and control him sometimes, usually for his own good.
Mary Jane is manipulative as hell.
Yeah.
And some of those issues, you can be like, damn, she is playing him like a fucking fiddle.
And it's funny because, like, prior to Gwen dying, like, Pete and Mary Jane almost didn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was really how they kind of clicked, was through Gwen's death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, super heroines. It's probably, it might be Spider-Man again, and I might say Spider-Woman with Jessica Drew. Probably
she's a great HeroClix piece.
She's a great character. Probably, like,
I liked it when she was working with S.H.I.E.L.D. That was a good.
I'm gonna say probably like Catwoman.
Yeah. That's
probably my first exposure to, like, superheroine, if she counts.
She's an anti-heroine, I'd say.
Shit. I forgot. Actually, my first might have been also Catwoman from the old Batman movie.
Yeah?
From the 90s Batman movie.
I think if we're talking about cartoons, mine would definitely be Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm. That was one on my list as well.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say mine's probably Catwoman, but I will say the one first superheroine to ever make me feel funny in my downstairs area, Power Girl.
She's got huge tits.
I mean, for those of you who don't know who Power Girl is, she is the Earth 2 version of Supergirl, who came to Earth 1.
I love that Colin is just talking with crackers.
Sorry, I'm hungry, and I've got a water nub to wash it all down with.
Little tiny babby water. It's like a third the size of regular waters.
And I saw an artist rendering of Power Girl, and she has huge boobs. Like, that's Power Girl's thing. Like, she's got this white shirt, and it's like white unitard.
One of her powers is that she can change the size of her breast.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're huge, and they're awesome, and that's the first superhero one they ever make. We kind of go, objectification.
I think Elektra probably deserves a mention, too, because that was the first... I read Elektra well before I ought to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that the first experiences was with, like, comic book ladies is interesting, because you don't think about the differentiation, really, with male and female. When you're a comic book nerd, it doesn't really make that much of a difference, at least in my brain.
I don't know, but to some extent, it's like, I can at least remotely guess at the first influential female comic book character, but I would have no idea about male comic book character. And, like, I know I read a lot of, like, Archie, I read a lot of Sonic, I read a lot of Spider-Man, I read a lot of, those types of comics, but I also know that I have a ton of, like, Superman and Batman and stuff that I read, so I really have no idea as far as male characters go.
Yeah.
My,
I guess for you it'd be a little bit easier since you kind of...
Yeah. I mean, like, but, you know, everybody gets exposed to it younger than, you know, even if you're not a comic book nerd, you still... Like, when I was sitting on the porch at Tuba one night, and I was talking about, like, my favorite comic book characters and stuff, and some guy was like, I love Superman, and I was like, tell me why, and he just couldn't.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't, like, a comic book nerd. But, you know, people still have their favorite heroes and such.
I think it's funny, actually, something you guys probably don't know is that, since I'm so Spider-Man obsessed, obviously, I talk about it a lot, like... When I was a kid, I had a whole bunch of Spider-Man comics that I inherited from my uncle like that. But honestly, dude, like, I was all about Batman until I was probably about, like, 10 or 11.
Rudy's tail just keeps banging on the wall. Tap, 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 tap.
I've always been Batman. Like, since 1989, Batman came out, and, like, that was my shit.
Yeah. I didn't really have, everybody knew Batman, and I was like, oh, Batman's fucking cool. But, like, really, I didn't get into comic books until recently. And my favorite Justice League comic book character from the TV show was Manhunter. And that's where I always said, I was like, Manhunter's fucking cool. And, you know, then I found out about Black Adam, and that's kind of where my brain's at now. And
you stink.
So we're going to go into Fight Talk Mary with female comic book characters.
Okay.
And anybody want to start it off, or you want me to start it off?
You go ahead.
Okay. For fight, I'd love to fight Big Barda, just because I think that'd be a really fun fight. I really do. Like, if I had superpowers, I would love to fight Big Barda, just because she's insanely strong, and she's got such a weird style of fighting, and she's just cool. I think a secondary, though, that I'd fight, like, if I'm not going to go with my favorite superheroine, Valkyrie. I'd fight the shit out of Valkyrie from the Marvel Universe, from Thor.
Yep.
She's nuts. She's, like, super crazy. And I love that. And she also has this weird, like, she kind of chases death in literal and figurative terms, because she does chase death because she's a Valkyrie.
Yeah.
And then she also chases it because of, like, she's got some dark-rooted past that she wants to... And she's... You can kind of see her finding, like... Or trying to... At least in the Fear itself that I've been reading, she's kind of looking for a way out.
Yeah.
Because she's almost immortal, but she's not quite immortal. And you're just like, man, you want to die. Like, and you can see it that she does. And so I think it'd be really interesting to get into a fight with somebody who kind of wants to die. Talk, in terms of female superheroes and heroines and all that shit. Huntress.
Huntress is awesome.
I think that she has such a really cool backstory, and she's so, like, conflicted of a person that she'd be a great person to talk to.
New 52, she's Batman and Catwoman's daughter from Earth 2.
Yeah. And as a secondary to that, because I'm going to do two for each of these, just because I'd say Renee, the female, the Question, because she's fucking crazy. And anybody who is a version of the Question is going to be nuts. Like, Bullock is crazy. And, you know, so So would Renee. She'd also be crazy. Mary, I mentioned this when I talked to Justin. I'm going to stick with it, with this one. I'd marry Hawk Girl. I would. I love her. I think she's fucking great. I think she's super cool. I think she's really interesting and really weird, and just dry and quirky and stuff like that. And if I had to go Marvel Universe, I'd probably Kitty Pryde, because I think she's adorable. I do. I think she's so cute. Oh, it could go through walls. Oh, that's cute. Little Kitty Pryde. Shadow Cat. So those are my fight talk mirrors for female comic
people.
Fight for me would probably be, I'd like to take on Spider-Girl. Peter Parker's daughter. I think that'd
be.
Plus she's hot. I'm sorry, that's just gonna be a thing.
If I'm gonna fight you, I wanna get an accidental boob grab in there.
Nothing accidental about it.
She's also like 18.
Yeah, 18. She's totally legal. Talk.
Also, her parents don't even remember that they were ever married.
There's that too. Lady Martian.
Really?
Yeah, from the Teen Titans, definitely. She seems like such a conflicted, like, because she's actually a white Martian.
Yeah.
But she's like fought against her, you know, desires to murder everything in sight. So I think that'd be fun. And then Mary, Barbara Gordon. I mean, I'm sorry.
Fair.
She's got the brain, she's got the looks, and she's a redhead. Like,
fair.
Yeah.
Totally fair. Chris.
Okay.
Plus, she can help me with any IT problems I have.
I have two for all of them.
Good.
And the first one is the same for all three. And that is Hackslash.
Nice!
For all three. I cannot remember her real name to save my life right now.
Chrissy Zulo, actually, the girl that I interviewed that, you know, the Star Wars prints, the singles, she worked on Hackslash.
Hackslash is great.
Yeah.
I love Hackslash. For fight,
just because if just because I want to be at the level where this is a fair fight, Phoenix.
God. Oh my God. Two ridiculously all powerful beings just slugging it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to see the Century take on Phoenix.
Woo!
That'd be a hell of a fight.
Yeah. That's what myths are born from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best answer, I think, that could have been brought to the table. Not because, oh, she's super strong, but just that fucking, that mythos that would follow that fight.
Yeah.
Yep. Dark Phoenix storyline is probably one of my favorites.
For talk, I'm trying to think of, for some reason, for me, my favorite female comic book characters are not the superheroes.
Yeah.
They're not. Maybe it's just because a lot of the heroines are just kind of phoned in, and
Wonder Woman's weakness is being tethered to a man.
Being bound by hands bound by a man by any material.
How sexist is that?
Well, do you know who created Wonder Woman, right?
I don't know, actually.
Okay, he was a sex therapist, a sex psychologist, and and he wanted to create a positive role model for women. And he was also in the S&M.
I see that.
Yeah. He had like a polyamorous relationship with his wife and his young assistant, female assistant.
Wow.
It's a very interesting read. I would read up on it.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Anyway, I was trying to think of the woman behind the man. Because those seem like those would be the most interesting to talk to.
Yeah.
And I think I finally settled on Pepper Potts.
That's what I was going to say. Good call. Dude, woman behind the man, Pepper. He's going to say Pepper.
Yeah.
Pepper Potts, without her, Tony Stark would be fucking nothing.
Yeah. Jesus.
She would just be awesome to talk to.
2011, they released her in a fucking Iron Man suit.
Oh, that's so cool.
Her name is Rescue.
Rescue.
That's so
She's
funny,
fucking man. Crazy. I got the clicks piece. It's
in
there.
I was really hoping that would be in Iron Man 3. Like, I was hoping that would be the thing. Like, she got into a suit of armor.
Yeah.
And she would be... Well, she did for a hot second.
Well, he threw her into one.
Yeah.
And then she just beat the ever-living piss out of Killian.
At the very end.
Just beat him
she
to
got the
Extremis. Oh, man, that was awesome.
They kind of borked up the Extremis thing, though.
They worked up that whole movie, but anyway.
No, that was a good. It was decent, but I wanted more out of the extremist line. Extremists.
Mary, I want to think of a heroine for it too. I'm going to try to think of it, but just like kind of the same along the same lines for Gwen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do role play sex, but I had the best role play sex of my life after the Amazing Spider-Man premiere. So
that's fair.
I kind of want to be like. I kind of want to. Every time I'm about to date a girl, I want to do the litmus test, like. Test and see how far it's like, would you wear Batman panties? Yeah. Would you wear a Batgirl costume? Yes, can I call you Barbara Gordon?
You gotta like step it up little by little, be like, okay, what if like...
Will you call me Batman? Not Bruce, because that's weird. Just Batman.
Just call me Batman. Goddamn.
Trying to break out of my mold with an actual heroine. Because obviously the easy answer is just to say May Parker. Not Aunt May, but
yeah.
Spider-Girl. I don't know. I'm going to think of it. We can keep talking about other stuff. I'm going to have something jump in my head.
I've met Aunt May.
Oh, that's it.
You
met Aunt May?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Rosemary Harris. Yeah.
Nice.
She lives in Buena Vista. She was eating brunch at Finnegan's, and I just walked up to her, and I was like, I love, I was just like, Aunt May? And she was like, yes, hi.
Wait, I'm sorry.
She let me call her
from
Aunt May.
From the movie?
Yeah. Where's Mary Harris?
From the newer movie?
No.
From the
first
same
movie. Remake.
Yeah.
She lives in
Winston. She lives here.
Yeah, she lives in Winston.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sweetest lady I've ever met in my entire life. She let me call her Aunt May. And I said, I know your real name. I know who you are, Mrs. Harris. But Aunt May.
But you will always be.
She was the best Aunt May. Like, don't get me wrong. Sally Field was okay.
Oh, she
but
is Aunt May, dude.
No, Rosemary Harris, like, if you look at the comic books
looks
and
like
you look at Rosemary Harris, just fucking like her.
Yeah.
I mean, but the updated version, they, you know, everything became darker once that, like, because all of the movies have become darker since Batman Begins.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Superhero movies have become darker.
Yeah, it facilitated that. Like,
yeah.
Dark
also,
movie.
Ironically, the air quotes Amazing Spider-Man, the movie,
yeah.
is actually Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's more close, it's pretty close to Ultimate Spider-Man.
So, we're going to go with overrated and underrated now.
I am glad that they got that right, though, because that was my biggest thing when that movie was coming out. I'm like, you know, if you just call it Spider-Man, fine, you can do whatever you want. But if you're calling it The Amazing Spider-Man, you better... and get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I think they're calling the next one, if they're smart, they'll call it, I'd use each title. Like,
yeah,
the next
like,
one, I'd be
like, The Spectacular
Spider-Man. The Spectacular Spider-Man. And then
Man.
The next one, I would have it be Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, and then...
Ultimate Spider-Man.
But I don't work for Sony, so...
Yeah.
I want to see Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Yeah, that would be cool, Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Did you guys ever read those books?
No.
I think it might have been my pick one week, I don't remember, but... Todd McFarlane. He's not a Family Guy.
No, that's Seth
no.
McFarlane.
You're Todd McFarlane.
Todd
he
McFarlane.
Did. That's how he. But before he went to Image, that's
after Todd McFarlane left the Spectacular Spider-Man title, they rebooted it as Peter Parker Spider-Man, and the first I want to say 20 issues were all written in second person, and
wow.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
For overrated, underrated, I'm gonna actually. Reference something that will qualify my pick for this. There was a guy on Tumblr that posted, Marvel and DC have been coming out with female heavy issues, especially X-Men. X-Men came out with like the girls squad kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when they came out with that, some douchebaggy X-Men fanboy at one point. Sent a message to one of the Marvel writers on Tumblr, and it was like, he was like, I don't understand why, like, women are getting all this fucking, like, focus now, like, you know, rightfully so, Cyclops has been the focus of the X-Men as the leader for years now. And I don't understand, just because someone has a vagina, they deserve more page time than him. And then the writer just broke this guy down. Just was like, It's people like you. Like,
my girlfriend's calling.
He was like, you know,
girlfriend, what are those?
He was like, people say there's no such thing as a stupid question. And because the guy asked a question too, and he was like, but I gotta be honest, I could have gone my whole life without having to fucking field this. And
she distracted me because I was gonna say clearly every issue of X-Men should be about Wolverine.
And so,
I mean, if Homeboy like gets off on watching dudes, that's fine. But I like seeing female focused stuff.
So and that's the thing is that he was like, the fact of the matter is that you sound like the biggest sack of shit. Like, are you kidding? Like, there have been male dominated comics like well beyond the lineage of female comics. Like, in fact, it's kind of like the same thing that people are like, oh, why is there like a National Black History Month? I don't know, maybe because the other 11 months are basically National White History Month. Like, that's what it is. Like, there is no fucking like African History Christmas. There is no Asian History New Year. Like, that's not something
more
that we do.
More importantly, there's no South American St. Patrick's Day.
There is no South American St. Patrick's Day, which is fucking silly, because there should be. It's called Cinco de Mayo.
Well, no, I mean, Catholics do celebrate the Feast of St. Patrick.
Yeah, but I mean, but anyway, like, that's the whole thing, is, you know, like...
These things are hollow.
I know, they're veggie sticks. But... So
like
for
that's an explanation as to why they're hollow.
Well, it says on there sticks are hollow. That's more sense then. Okay.
Were you supposed to drink tomato juice?
Agua.
I'm not drinking all water out of a veggie straw.
I'd
drink a fucking Bloody Mary out of one though.
Yeah.
But anyway, so overrated, underrated.
There's some like salami and a pickle in there. I want a sandwich on my top of my Bloody Mary. Is what I'm saying. Anyway,
female comic characters are horribly underrated.
In general, just
Widow. I'd marry Black Widow. That's my superhero one.
Okay,
it doesn't really count, but it counts more than.
What about Black Cat?
Ooh,
I feel like Black Cat is a fling chick.
Wait, I have one. I would marry Dazzler.
Nobody would marry Dazzler.
Exactly, that's the point. That's who I talk to. I talk to Dazzler because I want to know what it's like being
the
so tertiary.
Okay.
Here's the worst X-Men ever.
About Black Cat. Black Cat as a superhero exists as a relationship. Her relationship, the way that superhero should have a relationship, there we go, is clearly I'm Spider-Man, you're Black Cat, and we don't know anything about each other outside of these costumes. Having said that, I'd marry Felicia Hardy.
Okay.
It's fair. I'd marry Hit Girl, even though she's only 15.
In the comic, she's still 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Gross.
They were like, hey, guess what? You know that chick we hired to be Hit Girl last time? She's got boobs now. Can't pretend she's 10 anymore.
That's creepy. Just saying. But yeah, I really think that female comic heroes and heroines and villainesses are incredibly underrated. And I think that the fact of the matter is that the reason that I think they're underrated is because they still don't get enough focus.
No.
Like, they still really don't. And I think that, like...
Nobody can get Wonder Woman right.
No. I think that she needs the biggest reboot of any...
Absolutely, she
does. Of any character in either universe, in Marvel or DC... I think she needs the biggest reboot because I think that there's so much depth that can be brought out of that character that has not been explored. And I think that it's silly that no one has been able to do that. In fact, fuck it. Give it to female writers.
Yeah.
They did for a while. Before New 52.
I think they need to reboot it with a
female
writer.
The Birds of Prey title is written by
I love the Birds of Prey.
I think Gail Simone's still writing that.
I think Birds of Prey is one of the times that they've really done female characters like justice. Like, they're really good.
Justice.
With great justice.
So here's my opinion. I think I'm going to actually say overrated. And that automatically sounds misogynistic.
No.
But
I can understand where you come from with that.
The reason I say that is I believe that there should be more female characters in comic books.
Mm.
So from that standpoint, it's underrated. But I don't think they should be addressed as female superheroes, the way that female superheroes are.
Yeah.
I think that's what's overrated. I think the tight costume, blah, 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 that's overrated. It's just over-sexualized.
And, yeah.
And having said that, I also think that the super gritty female lead, even though I answered hex slash to all three of those questions, the super gritty female lead is also overrated. Because I just want to see a female superheroine that stands up on her own, that is not over-sexualized, or I don't want Tank Girl, and I don't need Elektra.
Yeah.
I think that they do villainesses pretty good, though.
I agree with that.
I would be okay with, like...
Catwoman is a great character.
Granny Goodness is an amazing character.
Granny Goodness is terrifying.
Isn't she? And she's not just, like, some, like, super fucking great... She's just, like, she's nuts. And that's great. That's the great thing about her, is that she's just fucking crazy.
Yeah. I feel like any time that they're like, hey, let's make a superhero that's a female, it's so two-dimensional. And yeah. I hate that.
I'd like to see, like... I think it'd be interesting for, like, them to explore female problems in a superhero setting.
Well, then you just end up with bridesmaids.
No, I mean, like, what if there's, like, a glass ceiling in the Justice League?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
I think that'd be cool in indie comics.
Have you ever read The Pro?
Nah.
Oh, God. It's a prostitute who gets special power. Who gets superpowers.
Oh, I think I have a... I think I read... I got, Garth like,
Ennis and Amanda Palmer.
I think preview Palmer. Issue...
It's...
Comicology, I think.
Pretty amazing.
I think the, shush. My parents are about to walk in. But I think that the funny thing for me, in terms of this, is that sometimes I think about characters that are not necessarily always associated with, like, comic booky kind of stuff that are still comic book characters and whatnot, in terms of females that are comic books. Or that are in comic books. I think one of the big things in terms of females that are in comic books that I really enjoy...
is their large breasts.
That's... and that's his
contribution. Because they always have them.
No, that's not true. They don't always have them. Not every character. Kitty Pryde doesn't have huge boobs.
Like, Catwoman, they've scaled her bust down quite a bit.
Yeah.
If Jim Lee's drawing her, though, it's like out to here.
Yep.
But it's just because small boobs are in.
Wait,
small
boobs are in. Recorded when I said
that. Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh.
So my dad's one contribution to the podcast.
You don't
so
have
far.
To tell everybody that it's me.
Too late.
No, we told them you were walking in the door. But one of the things that I really like in terms of when they talk about female comic book characters and whatnot, is when you have the and I know this is so stilted and so overplayed, but I still like it. The male and female counterpart, that, like, one's good, one's bad, and they're in love.
I'll love tell that. You, dude, I will tell you who my favorite, most balanced duo and female superheroine is.
Yep.
Dagger.
From Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger.
I agree.
Amazing.
Really, really good.
And I got on Cloak and Dagger real late, dude. Like, I didn't start reading that until Spider Island.
Yeah.
Like, and then I was like, this is so good. Yeah. How are those veggie straws, Jamie?
I think another thing that I really like in terms of a really cool...
I got the potato one.
There's the spinach one.
Gentlemen...
Yeah.
We're going to have to turn the microwave on.
Oh, no.
We're going to microwave some female comic book characters.
Some boobs?
We're microwaving boobs? This looks taking a turn.
Yeah.
It says, this. It's gotten weird. But yeah, give us just a second. So I think what we're, what basically is going to happen with that in terms of, like, female comic book characters and male comic book characters that are, I guess, the ones that are in love, that or ones that, like, were both good at one point in time and then one becomes bad because they've been stilted, would be the Green Lantern and then Sapphire.
Star Sapphire?
Star Sapphire, which was really good.
I really like that storyline that she got like messed over by Hal. And then
the Star Sapphire sought her out.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Yeah.
We need to get another Marvel guy on this freaking podcast.
I agree.
Ian's a Marvel guy.
Ian's okay. A Marvel guy.
Cool, cool.
And actually, oddly enough, my lady friend sent us all three segments. She sent us comic book stuff. So next...
She basically framed our next episode.
She framed our next episode, which is really cool. Which is
less work for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like I work.
So
this is becoming work.
Yeah. There's actually a few things that are in terms of our comic book episodes coming up next week, or this Sunday, actually. We're going to talk about Hush. It's going to be a big part of it. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about our favorite heroes and favorite villains and stuff like that. But then her questions, so everybody knows what's coming, what we're going to talk about in terms of Fight Talk Mary is going to be the Marvel Universe. Just anybody from the Marvel Universe.
Okay. Like mine was tonight.
and then what we're going to do from, for my first time is first time at a con. So first convention experience.
Yeah. I've only ever been to one con. So.
I've been to a few. And then the third question, which is going to be overrated, underrated, is we're going to choose two or three really big name superheroes. So like Batman, Spider-Man, Superman. And we'll choose, but not necessarily those. Like, you know, we could do Green Lantern or whoever. And then we'll talk about overrated, underrated with them. So that's, those are all great questions. And she knows I've been getting on the comic book kick lately. So that's probably what she's doing. She's just pandering to the fact that she knows that I've been super into it lately.
I think those can change for me based on the day.
Yeah, me too.
Which is good.
And there are some titles that, like, because, you know, a lot of superheroes have several titles.
Yeah.
There are some titles I feel like are overrated where I feel like some of the other titles are underrated.
Yeah.
I have, you know...
Like Kyle Higgins right now on Nightwing, super underrated. Well, we're not going to get into it, but yeah. I'm just saying.
But yeah, so that's going to frame up our next episode pretty well. And I'm excited for this one because I actually am just about to go start putting in my actual... subscriptions.
Alex is getting a pull list.
Oh, nice.
Pull
list. Yeah. Welcome to that curse.
Yeah. Yeah. welcome to, I like these 30 books, but it's costing me $80 a month.
But, I mean, my pull list is really going to be like, you know, four or five things.
You said that.
Bro.
I mean, but
it's mine time, was, at one point in time, mine was just The Amazing Spider-Man, and that's still 11, like 15 bucks a month. Just because that one title was just
at
like
one point, I was getting every Bat
three
title.
Issues a month, like four issues a month.
I was getting every Bat title and a couple horror comics, and it was costing me like.
Well, I want to subscribe to three of the people's comics that I interviewed at Con.
Right.
I want to subscribe to Skyward from Jeremy Dale. I want to subscribe to Stuff of Legend from Brian Smith, and I want to subscribe to. Return of the Dapper Man.
Another thing, not to take money away from comic book shops, but sometimes it's cost effective to look at mail subscriptions.
Yeah,
direct market.
Dude, the direct subscription for Spider-Man was $50 a year.
Wow.
And that was like 3-4 comics a month.
Not bad.
Yeah. So.
I don't want
to take any money out of anybody's mouth, but.
I'd also like to recommend to those of you who do not have the time.
Having said that, that was also the point in time in which I was going to a comic book shop and buying, because you go to a comic book shop to buy stuff regardless.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. This is a way for me to save money and have more money to spend at the shop on other titles.
I had to stop buying singles and just go wait for trades.
See, the ones that I'm ordering aren't going to be released like that though.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And most of the ones I read aren't. Most of mine are like once a month, once every other month.
In fact, I don't think I'm getting anything DC or Marvel. I think I'm actually getting...
Hackslash was like once every third month, I think.
Yeah. A lot of horror comics are like that for some reason. Because I've been reading Caligula.
There's not a big market for it, so the production team's really small. Because, I mean, honestly, the comic book we're making, I mean, the first issue's it's looking like it's going to be about 3 months for every issue for us. So, yeah, those are relatively short. It's like 12 to 15 pages, so...
Yeah, I think that, like, the ones that I'm doing are the three that I already mentioned, and then I think I'm going to do Walking Dead, and I'm going to do Mouse Guard. So that's the five I'm going to do.
Walking Dead's monthly, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
They just said issue 110.
Another thing that I'd like to recommend to anybody who...
Well, yeah. Think about it this way. Every 120 issues is 10 years. If it's a monthly book, 12 issues per year times 10 is 120.
It hasn't been out for 10 years, has it?
Almost.
What year is it right now?
2013.
What year is it? Oh, my God. It really has been out.
Next year will be
10
years.
Dear.
For those of you who don't have time, money, energy, patience to go into finding back issues and stuff like that, I'd like to recommend to you... Trade paperbacks.
Trade paperbacks, definitely.
Because you can get a ton of the stories, like...
And if you're wanting to read events that you've missed, the best way is to read trades, because usually all the events, all the crossovers are all in one book.
Yeah.
Unless it's Civil War, and then there's
Unless it's Civil War, and then you're just screwed.
I'm going to be honest, man, Fear Itself is starting to look like that, because there's Fear Itself, the Fearless, Fear Itself, Homefront, Fear Itself, the Deep,
Guys,
Fear Itself.
Wait, pause. When was Civil War?
2004.
They're still releasing issues of Civil War.
Are they?
Yeah, dude.
Punisher War
Journal.
Yeah.
Well, that got rebooted.
Still coming, but that's just the Civil War, and it's still coming out.
Yeah.
And Matt Fraction's not even writing it anymore, and he's already started it.
But yeah.
I hate to ruin the ending of the Civil War for you, but I know how it ends.
That's why I want my dad on the show. But yeah, no, Fear Itself has been doing the same thing, and Kevin actually went on a little spiel about that in one of the episodes where he was like, yeah, dude, Fear Itself just got, like, went crazy. Because Fear Itself not only, you know, it does the thing where it's like, it's got the separate issues, where it's got the first seven issues is the regular run of it, and then it's got, like I said, Fear Itself, the Fearless, the Homefront, it's got the Deep, and then you have, like, little bits of Fear Itself in other comics, and then you have, like, Spider-Man Fear Itself, Wolverine Fear Itself, and, like, Punisher Fear Itself.
Dark Avengers! And
fucking, like, you have all this different shit that falls into Fear Itself.
I need to read that. I haven't...
I've got them, if you want to borrow them.
What was last year's crossover?
I don't remember.
Last year was Fear Itself.
No, that was 2011.
No, 2011 was Spider-Man.
I am next to positive that those
2011. 2011 was Invasion?
No.
No,
it was Secret Invasion, Dark Reign, Spider-Man.
Yes,
in that order,
and then Fear Itself, and
then
now,
Fear
and
itself.
They just wrapped up Avengers vs. X-Men.
Oh, that's kind of it.
Yep.
I need to read Fear Itself then. That's the next one I haven't read because I've read.
I got it.
Civil War, Secret Invasion, Dark Reign,
yeah.
And Spider-Man. I have not read Fear Itself.
I can give it to you tonight.
I stopped caring about Marvel after Civil War.
I'll go on vacation. And actually, Spider-Island, I actually went to my grandfather's funeral and read every single issue of Spider-Island in, like, the 2 days I was in Virginia.
I've got so many e-comics I need to read.
Yeah. Also, once I get a little bit more free time and I get used to my schedule and all that, me and one of the girls from the con, Nicole Miller.
Yeah.
Webcomic. We're doing one. We're running it. It's really weird. It's like super adult VeggieTales.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really interesting. It's really weird. I like it. She sent me the whole description of it, and I was like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So we're going to be doing that. But I think we're going to go ahead and just pull it there and say that's good for today, because
yeah.
I don't want to ruin our comic book episode with too much comic geek talk.
You got a little taste of it.
Yeah. And Chris, thank you for being able to come in and fill at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it kind of fixed my night a little bit. I was not in the best of moods when
I can understand.
The rolled up.
Thank you guys for listening in tonight. This Sunday, we will have Jeff Shaman's 1-3.
Yep.
Will also be part of the episode. In fact, I think what we might do for Survey Says is one of the hosts... Each time we have a giveaway, we'll do their own 1-3. Everyone at the table gets to ask them
questions.
But then we won't tell you the answer.
Until
and whoever can guess the answer before the next episode, we will put all of your names that guessed the correct one in a hat. We'll shuffle them up. And
top
the first
four
names we draw, we'll get them. So I think that's what we'll do for Survey Says, is we're going to do 1-3, and we'll call it there.
Sounds like Click and Clack the Tappet Brothers.
Yeah. That's what they do on Card Talk.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
We miss you, Card Talk.
Yeah. Well, it's still on, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
reruns. Oh.
Sort of reruns. Like, they record some new stuff, like some new commentary and new puzzlers, and then they kind of throw that together with
phone calls, some of which didn't air, some did. It's a weird...
I did love that show.
It's new content, but yeah. It's over.
Yeah. Well, thank you everyone who's listening in. This week, as you know, we have just thrown a ton of episodes at you.
Oh my god. Real quick. Yes. I just thought about this. I want to theorize something, and I want your opinion on it real quick.
Go for it. Yeah.
I think the Mario Brothers were based on Car Talk.
It's a very interesting theory.
Oh my god.
It's
short, fat Italian dude, tall, skinny Italian dude. They're brothers. They're both mechanics, not plumbers. I think the Mario Brothers were based on Car Talk. And Car Talk was around, like, what, like, a decent bit before Mario came out.
Mm-hmm. Dad, when did Car Talk start? I have no idea. Thanks for being helpful.
Probably 20 years.
We need Google here.
The Mario's been around for more than 20 years.
No, it's, I looked it up. When I thought about this, I looked it up. Let me see what I know. I want to say, when did Mario come out? 86? I want to say Car Talk was, like, 80,
well, Mario 84 made his, at least. Mario made his debut on Donkey Kong in 77.
Right, but not the Mario Brothers.
Right. But, yeah. So, as you guys know, as you've been listening and whatnot, you've been hearing my microwave beep at us for the last 10 minutes. We are releasing a ton of episodes this week. One Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So
get used to that.
Do not get used to that. We are just going to do two a week. We are going to release the Sunday episode on Wednesdays and the Wednesday episode on Fridays.
And occasionally a special.
And occasionally a special, which I will throw up the day after I record it usually. And basically what's going to happen with this week is you guys got the Halloween episode on Monday. You got our first midweek episode on Tuesday. Today, I threw up the first part of Stale Brew. Tomorrow, I'm going to throw up the post-show. And then Friday, this will air.
Okay.
So that's, you guys are just getting slammed full of our bullshit for the next couple days.
Take our free content.
Yes, please do.
And then complain about things.
Yes. And you guys have been doing really awesome job sending us stuff. That's I know that I have appreciated it, and so have the other hosts.
If you haven't listened to the Halloween special, listen to it.
Please do.
I've got nothing but positive feedback.
Same here.
Yeah, same here.
The original feedback I got on it was bad because I hadn't finished editing it, and I let somebody listen to it before it was done. But that's okay. We hope you guys enjoyed that. It was fun to make, and I'm sure it's fun to listen to. And also, it was cool having John Moore on for the first time, which he'll be back, which, you know, something clearly will happen a lot. So anyway, we appreciate you guys tuning in and listen. When is it, Chris?
I don't know yet. I'm bringing up the wiki right now. I'm trying to stall long enough to answer the question.
Oh, wait, I got a plug.
Yes, please. Oh, and we didn't do picks either. Let's see, plugs.
That's all right.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll just save picks for Sundays. Yeah.
My pick is Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Okay.
Because it's awesome. I think I picked it already before, but it really is amazing.
My pick is Batman Arkham Origins. It's a little rough, but it's actually pretty good.
My pick is going to be the new Avengers vs. X-Men HeroClix set. It's going to be really cool. Because
77.
77?
Locally, 77. Nationally, 87.
Ooh.
Mm. So,
unless Shigeru Miyamoto was just really into
Boston
public radio.
it's real coincidental.
Yeah,
that's fair. But yeah, my pick is, I don't even remember what I said.
Marvel versus X-Men versus.
Yeah, X-Men versus Avengers, that's going to be coming out soon. And if you're going to do that, all you got to do is buy the starter kits, and once you buy the starter kits, it's like $10 per tournament, which means you get a sealed. It's half build and then half sealed, and you get as prizes for participation. Everyone gets a team base. Everyone gets LEs. Everyone gets like all these really awesome things.
Yeah.
So I think, and like you get the resources, and
this
then
is down at the Ron store,
and they're gonna do it at Stormcrow as well.
Okay. If you look at their last name, you could totally get Mario out of that.
Let me see.
Magliozzi.
Okay. But I thought they were the Tappet.
Are made up. Click okay. And clack is, that's
yeah.
Just a made.
Click,
tap
clack,
it, like,
Tappet.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, I'm an idiot. My plug. I'm participating in Movember this year. And Movember is a... What?
Just go ahead.
Movember is a charity to raise awareness of men's health issues. Like,
just because you can't grow a full beard.
His rant and rave earlier was he hates beards.
I don't hate beards. No, that's not at all what I said.
Yeah, my November beard is in full swing, dude.
We're raising money to bring attention to men's health issues like testicular cancer and prostate cancer. If you go to mobros.com/camelstash, give us money.
Not us, but...
Give our team money. It's run by an awesome guy named Tucker, who runs the garage downtown.
Yes, he
does. He's a fantastic...
Tucker?
He's a fantastic specimen of a human being. So yeah, go and donate and watch us grow mustaches for the rest of the month.
Dude, right. My No Shave November turned into No Shave 2010.
Pretty much, yeah. But that's all I've got.
It's a Gallifreyan month.
Send us emails about where you'd like to see us play live.
Play.
That's record. What they call it.
Okay, cool.
Comedians say play.
We should be at Geeksboro coming up for the Doctor Who special in 2 weeks. We will also be at, yeah, they're doing the Doctor Who live special. Also, Kelly Yates is coming back through, and he's going to have us sit down with him when he comes back through.
Awesome.
And he's also going to be at Geeksboro.
Back through.
Well, yeah. And then also the ARF event, which I will be posting soon, that we're going to do. It's in front of Carlisle's and Ardmore Coffee. We're going to be there doing a live cast. Black Friday at Comic Monster, I'm going to be there doing that.
I'll be there.
Yeah, so like...
We should all be able to be
yes,
there.
Yes, because it's Black Friday.
The phrase third half redirects to the Car Talk Wiki. That's awesome. Sorry.
So yeah, we got a bunch of events that are live coming up that you guys can come see us and hang out with us and talk to us. Like we said before, yeah, like we said before,
because we don't make any money doing this.
we are here because we want to, you know, interact with you guys. It's not just like us talking to ourselves and like, ooh, this is so we can talk to you and we want you guys to know we're very approachable, we're very personal, we're nice dudes. We are. So please come talk to us and hang out with us and be like, hey, you guys are from Name Redacted. And we'll be like, yeah, you're right. We're weird. And that'll just be kind of a little...
You know us very intimately, but we're just now meeting you.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is kind of weird. It's like, you know so much about me. all right, let's go ahead and wrap it up then.
Yes. So thank you guys once again for listening. We appreciate it and all the emails and stuff. Once again, you can reach us at nameredactedpodcast@gmail.com. You can get on our Facebook, facebook.com/nameredactedpodcast. You can also go to our blogspot, which is nameredactedcast.blogspot.com. You can leave comments on the blogspot and on the Facebook page. You can send us messages on the Facebook page. And you can also send us emails. So please do all of those things. We're still working out the RSS feed for iTunes because iTunes is being a total asshole. And as soon as we get that figured out, we will let you know.
We're also going to have a .com name here soon, too.
We are going to have a .com name. We're going to try to get on Podcast Pickle. We're going to try to do all these kind of things.
Stitcher.
Also,
Stitcher.
And Stitcher. Wow. 336cast.com. So,
yeah.
If you have a podcast that you want to do. Also, I've actually been thinking, since I have free time on Fridays, if anybody else has an idea for a podcast that they think I'd be interested in doing with them, I'd like to know because I kind of want to put one out there maybe once every 2 weeks or so that's just like,
if only there were 12 days in the week.
Yeah, I know. All right. Like I said, it's fine. Thank you guys once again for listening. We appreciate and love all of you. Signing off from Name Redacted, Alex Fulmer.
Chris Nielsen.
Colin Norris. Go out and touch some butts, guys.